Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Really, we just got started, Ben, so we haven't even had discussions yet as the staff with that. Obviously, it's the most important position on the field, and we're going to put a lot of time into it, but as of now, we haven't even gotten started on that one.
That was Adam Peters when he introduced Dan Quinn as a head coach looking ahead to his offseason plans. A lot has happened since then. They're working 15 hours plus a day to get to a point where they're ready for the combine, which kicked off today, and eventually free agency just a couple of weeks away. We're going to talk to Adam Peters coming up at 3:20. What do you want us to ask the general manager of the Commanders? 800-636-1067 to try to pitch a question to us to add to our list to hit with him when he joins the show next hour. You can also tweet us. I'm at Grant H. Paulson. Danny's at Funny Danny. Somebody told me they want me to ask about if the name's going to be changed. Not the guy.
That's not a Peters question.
Ownership, if Josh Harris is coming on the show, and maybe that'll happen soon, we'll ask him. If Jason Wright's coming on the show, we'd love to talk to him about that.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Peters is here to pick football players, man.
Yeah.
This is the football ops. This is the general manager. So just not the right guy. Danny, what's your question that you will be sad if you don't get to?
There's a number of things that I could take. Here's the one I got to know. And I don't. Some fans don't care about this, and some fans do. Marty Herney, Martin Mayhew. They're still here from a regime that was really bad. And they were instrumental, by all accounts, for a group with a pretty bad track record. What are they doing here? What's the deal there?
I like both of those.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. For me, it's a lot of quarterback stuff, I'll be honest. And I just don't know how candid or how much he's going to say. But how could you not take a quarterback at 2, sir? That's kind of where it's going to begin.
Like 6 different ways if you're doing that, right?
We could talk Sam Howell. We could talk about the trade value. Is it a consideration? Possibility of trading up and back. But really, for me, it's a lot of quarterback stuff. I'm also interested in the relationship with Josh Harris. You know, to your point on the dynamics in the front office that we were talking about, you got an owner who is doing this thing for the first time now with his hands in the mix this year. How often are you talking about him? What are those, with him, rather. What are those conversations like? Let's go to the phones. Kevin is in Arlington on Grant and Danny.
Kevin,
what do you want us to ask, buddy?
Hey, fellas. Well, first of all, about that portly guy in the video, just remember, Grant, we're all caps.
This is true.
All in it together.
Just me and a few of my pals celebrating our hard work.
And just one more thing real quick on that. I know it's not a cap segment, but I hope you guys, as long as we're in playoff contention, you guys talk more caps than just about anyone on the station. More caps, please, because there's a lot happening. They're in transition. It's exciting. Okay. Adam Peters. Danny already asked the Marty Party question I was contemplating. I have a related one. He said this morning, we plan to be more of a draft and develop team than a free agency team. Got it. Understand. That's better in terms of cap management. What the heck are you going to do, Adam, with a team that historically is the worst at drafting and developing, and you've retained two of the executives? You have hired an assistant GM, but similar to evaluating players and coaches, are you evaluating your scouts? Can we expect to see potentially some staffing changes, some new scouts after the draft? Really hammer him on that, boys. We need to get as much as he'll tell us on what's his vision to become a draft and develop team, because we aren't there, and he himself can't do it alone.
So I want to dive into your point on the current scouting staff that's in place, how you can, what's the best way to put this? Like drill them, reshape their image. They quite literally have been trying to draft players to fit something that is no longer what their task is. So now Adam Peters' job in a really short time, think about this, whatever Rivera and the Martys wanted out of the players and scheme and here's what Jack Del Rio's defense is about.
Mm-hmm.
It's now Joe Witt's defense. Now, this is what we want out of an Eric Bieniemy wide receiver. Now it's a Cliff Kingsbury wide receiver. It's completely different. So you can't swap out an entire scouting department right now. You are quite literally 85% probably of the work has been done, and the hay is in the barn, so these guys are sticking it out through the end of the year. But how do you make sure they see it how you see it? I absolutely want to get to that with him. I think it is one of the storylines of this offseason because they have to get this draft right. They have to.
Yeah, it's underrated, too, in terms of you just go, well, this guy's the number four prospect, so you draft the number four prospect. Not necessarily. Does it fit a 3-4 better? Is he a stand-up edge that you have to take off the field on running downs?
Like, how much of that is there, too, Danny, where
precisely.
He was the number four prospect, to your point, 2 months ago,
yeah,
but now he might be your number nine prospect. You know, if your offense, I'm just making this up, but like, if you're going from whatever they were running before and mm-hmm. now this guy's just not as much a fit, you know, Kingsbury's like, I don't care about breaks in and out on this. I'm looking for this. And the guy that you love doesn't fit that anymore. Like, how much does your board have to change?
Totally. And again, this is one of those, do you take the best football player, quote unquote, the guy with the highest grades on average, whether, you know, regardless of sort of attributes. And I know this is all getting down into the weeds a little bit, and then go make it fit because this guy's head and shoulders better than the next best prospect. Or is it, I have this system in mind that I want someone, for the sake of argument, I need my guard to be excellent at the cone shuttle drill because he's going to be pulling a bleep ton or is getting out in space on screens and needs to be able to go quickly in short areas. Or I want the strongest dude possible to just push straight ahead like an ox. All these things are eye of the beholder variable stuff about what you're running. It's not just, this is the best player, he's going now. Okay, that sounds really good at the top, and you maybe figure it out with a quarterback or a wide receiver. But in that sort of nitty-gritty where rosters are made, I mean, look at the success San Francisco has had, not just with first-rounders, but with everybody else, finding guys that fit and do their thing. The good organizations do that, whether it's Seattle, Baltimore, New England for some time was able to do it until they're kind of fall off a cliff. But they were always there with guys that fit what they were doing.
Let's go to Mike in Haymarket on Grant and Danny. Mike, you are live on the Fan. What do you want us to ask Adam Peters?
Well, you know, I told your screener, I wanted to ask how come he's so good looking and how come I can't be. But for the most part, I want to know, you know, what his interpretation or evaluation of, you know, the top three quarterbacks are, and what does Sam Howell fit into that picture?
Appreciate you, dude. So that's tricky, obviously, because he can't start going in depth on the various prospects. We can sort of ask him in general, right? Where it's this is viewed as an exciting crop of quarterbacks. Is that a view you share? You know, how does kind of Sam Howell fit into your picture?
I think we should ask the question
yeah.
and let him not answer it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think, hey, would you mind giving us thoughts on the big three quarterbacks in this class? Or how much have you done on Williams, May, and Daniels, and what do you make of that trio compared to a lot of years' quarterback crops? And if he's, I'm sure he'll say he's not going to go into the specifics because it doesn't really benefit him to give a lot of information on that. Did you see, I like this guy a lot, but did you see what Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, the general manager of the Vikings, said at the podium today? They were talking to him about Justin Jefferson.
Yep.
And the general manager of the Vikings said, I think Justin Jefferson's the best wide receiver in the NFL, and he should be paid like it. And then he doubled down in that answer and said, in fact, he's the best non-quarterback in the league, and he should be paid like it. Sir, you're the guy negotiating with the agent.
Just looking for my negotiating leverage.
That's gone. Just got a lot easier for the agent
yeah.
to go get him his $35 million a year. Now, maybe Kwesi plans on giving it to him anyway, and he doesn't care. That is not generally the way the GM is going to operate. You don't want to hand over whatever leverage you're battling for.
Sure.
You know, the GM of the Vikings literally yeah. said, we're not trading him, and he should be the highest paid receiver and the highest paid non-quarterback.
I mean, it's not like an MLB arbitration hearing where you're going to list all the guy's wrinkles at the podium or anything like that, but there's a happy medium there to say, we love Justin, and we hope to have him back, instead of being like, I can't wait to pay this guy record money.
Hilarious.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.